God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is written in the third chapter of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, beginning at verse 19. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually thinks of it, and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. A lack of hope seems to be one of the characteristics of our time. The current issue of Newsweek devotes its cover story to the current television season and the proliferation of sitcoms, or sitcoms, as they are sometimes called. And then it begins to probe and ask, why in the world would people of America watch one after another of the same inane kind of TV show? One of the answers given is, when you take a look at inflation and the oil crisis and all the other problems of life, the average American wants to go home and forget. And so, sitcom is the way to forgetting reality. Well, if you think the cogency of that argument is about as facile as the plot for the sitcom, maybe you've read some of the future shock people. And what they prognosticate is not very hopeful. In fact, reading one of those books can be a rather depressing experience, because it seems that the utopian bubble has burst and there isn't much to hope for. The other day, a United States congressman was reporting on his recent visit to the Soviet Union. And after commenting on how bad conditions were in Moscow, he said, you've got to remember that's the best they have to offer, and things are worse in the countryside, and alcoholism is a major problem because people don't have anything to hope for. Well, those may only be three illustrations of the seeming hopelessness that characterizes much of our era. And here we are in the midst of Eastertide, to hold before ourselves and the world a message of hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And it is to the nature of that hope that we find these surprising words in a little red portion of the Old Testament. Imagine finding hope in Lamentations. You and I wouldn't look there, probably precisely why our Lord put it there. The purpose and reason of the hope in our text has nothing to do with man's own ability to achieve it. Quite the opposite. Remember my affliction, he says, my bitterness. Whenever my soul thinks of it, it is continually bowed down. You're not going to find hope by looking at your own condition, because an examination of our condition is anything but hope. It is hopelessness. So hope is not found in us, but in the God who acts for his people. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never come to an end. Great is your faithfulness. It is new every morning. The steadfast love of the Lord doesn't cease. His compassions do not come to an end. His faithfulness is beyond our needs. That's an interesting word that is translated faithfulness. It comes from the same root word as the word amen. God's faithfulness is his amen to our condition. And isn't it striking that the Lord Jesus Christ is called the one in whom all the promises of God find their amen and their yea? Here God speaks his steadfast love. Here he shows that his compassion is endless. Here his faithfulness reaches great proportions. In that for the sake of Jesus Christ, God does not cast us off forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins. He doesn't reward us according to our iniquities. He doesn't give us what we deserve for our ruin and our gall. But for Christ's sake, he gives us mercy and grace and forgiveness. And it's new every morning. Every morning we rise to the newness of life granted to us in holy baptism. Every day the old man is drowned and the new man again comes to life. Every day God reminds us of his amen in Jesus Christ, of his mercy, of his compassion. And that is a reason for us, precisely then, all things seem hopeless, to be filled with hope. Not because the utopian dream looks like it will be realized, but because in Jesus Christ, God has spoken his eternal amen. You, to me, and to the whole world. And so to people who worry about future shock, and those who wonder if there's anything to live for, and yet those who are content with 20 city times a week to escape the hopelessness of their situation, you and I have a word of hope. The steadfast love of the Lord does not cease. His mercies don't come to an end. His faithfulness is great. And he renews his covenant promise with us each morning. And therefore, we have hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.